We are the people of the sun. It's phenomenal weather right now. I'm in a discussion on the emails with someone named Andrea Ruse, who warned me, without knowing my history, of pain pills and constipation. And she said, Tom Segura, me, and a couple others. Trust me, I had that. I had back surgery about 11 years ago. They give you stool softeners and the pain pills. And you're like, okay, that's no big deal. And then they tell you after back surgery, you can't, like, grunt and push. So don't.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that forming inside of my body was a bull elk afraid of the light because it started to poke its head out and then would go back in. And then it would, and it was bigger than this microphone, Brad.
Oh, man.
And
it was like one of those tremors from
it was bigger than that too. Earth. Yeah, I would have much rather welcomed an underground subterranean tremor than I would this thing coming out of me. And then so I stood in the shower because I couldn't sit down because it hurt so much to sit down with that thing hanging around. And here's some fun of this. And I'm looking forward to this. So I am all over the stool softeners for this next one. I didn't know I'm one of the people that gets the constipation from pain pills. I hate pain pills. So I stood in the shower and just tried. It probably exited my body a good 7 inches and then said, nope.
Whoa.
So now it's,
Megan didn't have to grab an ice pick.
She wasn't allowed in the house while this was going on. So it's basically banging me now. Basically, it's gay porn going on in the shower. And it's big and it's dark and it's everything I could imagine that feeling like. And then so I start crying and I lay down in the shower and it starts going, okay, now. I'm like, all right. So I give nope. It hates the light. So I put a suppository in and I sat on the toilet despite the pain and just dead quiet. And then all of a sudden you just hear, it spit it out. The suppository is like a bullet.
Bing!
And it hit the porcelain. And I'm like, oh, man, this is never good. Taco Bell, coffee, anything I can do to loosen this up. Finally, the beast reveals. And I'm like, that is the biggest thing I have ever seen.
The Leviathan.
It was. Yeah. I'm surprised Jennifer Lopez wasn't wrestling it. And it was the anaconda. And I flushed the toilet like, good riddance to you. And the water went away and it didn't.
Oh,
it was heavy, man. And it was too big to go in.
What?
Good day, Brett, sir. So here's the fun part of my story is that I'm like, I got to break this down somehow. So I took the plunger, started to mash it, and it sounded like a spoon smashing wheat thins. It was the worst day of my life. So, yes. Thank you, Andrea. But I'm highly aware of the constipation side of the pain pills. Oh, so I was laxatives, nothing. This beast was, and then so Andrea texts back and she goes,
"That's terrible. Mine was Sedona red clay."
Okay,
nice.
No more stories about your butt, unless they're good ones.
I sell T-shirts now.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe came and cleaned up the bathroom. Dirty job, no one wanted.
It was.
You had to chop it?
Yeah, I had to chop it up.
Oh, man.
And it was.
The story brought to you by Moon Valley Plumbing.
That's right. And then I talked to a guy at Moon Valley Plumbing who told me once that he had a problem like that and his wife had to poke it out with her hand. They were like camping or something.
That's grounds for divorce.
I'm not helping anybody with that.
Yeah.
That's the second one that I've heard of.
Honey, help, it's stuck in my ass has only one thing possible that I'm helping with.
It's stuck in my ass. Come quick.
Like,
here, sign this.
That phrase makes sense if we're doing one thing. But if I'm in another room and you say that, I'm going to show up to help you with my friends Cordell and Cordell.
When you hear, grab the poo pick.
Oh, if you have a poo pick, grab the poo pick is three steps too late. Buy the poo pick, take the poo pick home, put the poo pick in its place, or three steps of divorce you've skipped. Grab the poo pick is way down the line.
You want me to get the poo pick?
You're done. You've been done for a long time. The poo pick? I'll take a picture of this, but it's only for court reasons.
What's that hanging on your bathroom?
Your Honor, clearly I have to divorce this. She asked me for a poo pick, and here's a photo. I don't think that's what she meant. We have a poo pick at our house. Yeah, well, all a poo pick at my house is the fireplace stuff, the poker.
Yeah.
I'd rather just die alone with have,
weeping
with
next
have
to
a
the
turd
toilet.
Hanging out of me than I would somebody poo picking me. That's the end of my life. There's no real coming. That's almost pedophilia. There's no coming back from that. Once you're like, well, remember that time you poop picked me?
Just picture one of those novelty back scratchers getting up in there.
Yeah.
Yanking it out.
No, I won't picture that. Thank you, though.
At fork extender. Yeah.
Yep.
Coat hanger hanging next to you.
It's my butt abortion. I should have named that thing. There's been smaller preemies than what I gave birth to. That thing was massive. It was awful. Anyway, so thank you, Andrea, for sharing that and everybody who tells me the Tom Segura stuff. Evidently, Tom Segura videotaped his attempts to get rid of it on pain pills. If you want me to do that. I won't have it this time. I'm going to eat. I'm going to start eating stool softeners like the second I wake up because evidently the constipation. And Dr. Drew, remember, he was on shortly after I had that, and I told him, I said, nobody told me how bad it is. He goes, I suffer from the same thing. It affects a certain percentage of people on Oxy that the constipation is number one. So
yeah, it wasn't so bad when I had the kidney stone removed.
Yeah, some people it doesn't bother that much. For me, that was – the surgery was a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. The constipation was a 10 out of 10. Nothing about surgery was bad. So I'm all over that. Just planning my next few days. And that's why I always say, and Larry's all excited because I'm having a surgery and I've got Oxy coming. And he's like, oh, because last time I got it, I'm like, I'm not going to take this.
Surplus.
And he starts getting excited and starts naming prices. And I'm like, I don't think you should do that as loudly and excitedly as you are. Are you going to use them? Because I've had 4 or 5 people ask for it. You going to give me some of them happy pills? I'm like, do they make you happy? They make me poop.
You don't want any of this.
The handful of people that find out you're going into surgery or you're needing some of that know that. You getting pain pills?
Yeah. They reveal. They come, excuse me, through the crowd. Hi, how are you? I understand you're getting pain pills.
When I went through my car accident years ago, they gave me Oxycontin, then I had Percocets too.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the good stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even Jimmy from Philly, because that's when he worked at a strip club, he's like, I could sell this for you if you want.
Yeah,
you know what these strippers are going to pay for that Oxy? And I'm like, really?
Larry wasn't.
But I need it.
He had a guy that wanted it. Like I was fencing my pain pills. Like, okay, Jimmy, if you're interested. Yeah, because he was DJing a club.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have gotten $700 or $800.
Oh,
for,
man.
Oh, you'd have killed.
And working overnights, I should have. God damn
what
it.
What were you thinking?
I know.
Why did you even take those pills? You're fine. Yeah, I probably will skip. I'll probably only take the pain pills the first couple days and then I'm weaning myself away from them. They scare me, and the constipation's not worth it at all. John just admitted on the air to being blacked by a deuce. Oh, it was. Look, I'm not kidding. I say this in the utmost truth. This is like somebody gave me the serum. I would have rather been in a blacked.com video than what was going on with that poop. It was bigger than anything I've seen on a blacked.com.
John,
it was given birth to Brady at age 9.
Whoa.
Yeah.
John, from an ex-junkie, and maybe you thought of this, you need what's called a poop knife.
No, I don't.
So you can cut that off.
Stop
when it comes out so it doesn't retreat.
Look, I don't know if you can, if you're still handing out advice like that, I think you need to drop the word X from junkie.
You have a knife block sitting next to the toilet with some Chicago cutlery in there?
Yeah.
Or what?
It's in a block.
It's like a charcuterie board. I've got the knife for that. I've got the blade.
Is that your poo blade?
I don't have a poop knife, ex-junkie.
Got the fillet. I've got the cleaver.
Right. No.
Carlos, the teppanyaki chef, walks in.
How you doing? I'm here to be getting you a poop knife.
Flips it up on top of his hat.
Ooh, this needs a little water. He's got to sharpen it. It's not going
sucky,
through.
Sucky.
Not going through at all. How you folks doing? You want to see the volcano? I'm making one.
John, just so you know, street price is about $1 a milligram for that stuff.
Is that right? I don't know how many I get. $1 a milligram?
That seems kind of low.
I think it's like 50 per
pill.
Well,
then if you got, yeah, so if you have 50.
If you have a 250 milligram pill.
I don't know.
It's 250 bucks
a pill.
I don't think it's 250 milligrams of that. I'd shut your brain off.
I don't know what
I don't either. I don't know what it is. I just know I've got to take them. And it's only because of that stupid constipation. Otherwise, I just deal with the aches. I don't really think it does anything other than make you sleepy and dopey. the pain was still there. I didn't feel like, oh, the pain's gone. They didn't do it. I don't know. I didn't have any good experience with pain pills ever. So I'll let you know. And if I start giving birth to that elk again, then I'll start a Facebook page.
If we start hearing some bugling,
put it on KUPD Boss on Instagram.
At like 11 at night. off in the distance. Oh, the elk are bugling. Oh, God, the elk are bugling. I know what this means. He's coming out. It was huge. I want to try to find something in the room. Maybe Brady's bottle. I think that's it.
For what?
For the poop that came out of him. Oh, my God. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I could see
that. For everybody wondering, think of the smart water bottle.
Yeah.
About a liter.
It's more narrow than your most of your bottles. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was about the size of a water bottle. It's like a red Solo cup filled with cement. Oh, yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. And it felt like a pickup truck. Anyway, thanks, Andrea, for that wonderful conversation we've been having, just man and woman just shooting I digress. It's time now for Brady to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. It's Thursday. I can tell you that all weekend long they're going to be doing things. I should probably pick this up before we start, but I never do. It's fight night Saturday, so head to Hooters. 3 UFC title fights this weekend. Best enjoyed with a side of hot wings and an ice-cold Bud Light. Of course, the Hooters girls will be there, too. Hooters and Bud Light bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Grammar Day.
Oh, good.
One of my favorite days.
You're good at it. You talk pretty.
Google has announced they're going to stop selling ads based on your browsing history.
Well, they found a better way then.
Yeah, they're just listening.
Yeah, they're making you feel good about what they're not doing, but they found something else. Because you know why? They don't have to. They can hear you now.
Yeah, like the time we were talking about Mack Weldon's, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, I've never Googled that.
Well, what was the one we talked about? There was like a woman's product we talked about, and all of a sudden we're getting all those ads.
The gush moment.
But this was a while ago, but you're right, and I got What the Gush, too.
The KNAX.
So they're basically saying, we don't need your browser. They're saying we don't need it anymore. Not that we're going to stop doing it. It's just not beneficial to them anymore compared to the new thing they've got, which is eavesdropping.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Pebbles from the Flintstones was originally going to be a boy until a toy company told the creators of the show that baby girl dolls sold way better.
Oh. Casey Chinasaz says, so John, based on conversations this show's had in the past, you're telling me your ass looks like a St. Bernard holding a fish? Yeah, it's after childbirth. Yep. And I want you to believe that all rapists and potential guys who think they've got a shot, that's exactly what it looks like. It's one of those ghetto houses with a broken garage door. You don't want in there.
An average of 350 slices of pizza are sold in the U.S. every second.
What do you think, Brady? Is that low?
Bringing up the curve. It'll
be a little higher today.
Oh, you planning on today?
Now that I've done this.
Second.
Pizza sounds pretty good. Every second.
Every second. Pizza does sound good. 350 slices. Pizza always sounds good. There's very rarely a time when somebody goes, you want to get a pizza? And you're like, no, it doesn't sound good. I've had pizza for lunch and gotten pizza for dinner.
You guys want to have some pizza for John's going away lunch today?
Yeah.
Sure.
For his funeral?
I'm not allowed to eat it, but okay. I have to have lunch with Jordan, my doctor, today. So.
Oh.
Liquid.
Is he providing?
He's paying for it. Oh. Hell yeah. I'm actually doing him
a favor.
Well,
John's really paying for it in the end.
He's not doing any of the doctor stuff that's bad. He's just the one that's been scaring me to death with cancer talk.
Oh, that's right. He's the hip doctor.
Yeah, he's the guy who gets it started.
He's got you down the road.
He sends you to the other
He's the bone
doctor.
Cancer guy.
Yeah, he won't shut up about bone cancer, and he thinks it's hilarious.
If you drop silly putty from a high place, it doesn't bounce. It shatters.
How high?
That's what I'm wondering, because I remember I've dropped it, probably 5 or 10 feet.
That's not a high place, bro.
No, so.
I dropped it off the roof of a building.
Have you?
Yeah, we got our two-story apartment complex you could get on the roof.
When you were a kid or now?
Yeah,
and it still bounced?
Remember when you dropped your kid off that second story?
Yeah.
It's true. He didn't bounce or shatter. Yeah. He's kind of stuck. He jarted.
No, he nailed the landing for sure.
Well, if you call laying on your side nailing the landing.
He kind of landed on his ass with his arm
behind
him.
Does he hold that against you? You didn't throw him off. He fell off a balcony, but...
I don't think so.
Did you see, are you going to do that for the radio video? The balcony collapse in that school?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I have
good.
The story.
Talk about Toledo's kids. Oof. That had to be. I cringe thinking of that story of that boy doping around. Because I don't know how many times I've almost fallen off of a second story something.
I still picture him doing the Superman on the metal railing. Dude, knock it off. You're going to fall over.
Oh. You warned
him? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you were that
aware. As I opened the door to let the dog in the house from the patio.
Oh, that makes me sick talking about it.
Yeah.
Second story. And he landed on his side, thank God, because if it was his head, he's done.
A little bit of a somersault, he said. I didn't see that part. All I heard was the thwa-wah-wah and then looked over and saw him in the...
Out cold?
No.
Crying?
He was stunned.
Yeah.
In shock.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he missed a decorative boulder.
Oh, man.
On the right, and he missed a small mesquite tree on the left, dead center in the landscape rock, and kind of fell back. The reason he broke his elbow is because his arm was behind his back when he landed.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
So he landed, and he looked up at me, and he started crying. And my first instinct as a dumbass father was about ready to bound over the over the railing myself. And then I just thought, I'll be down there with two broken ankles, and both of us will be sitting there. So I had to run out in stocking feet all the way around the building.
Man.
And when he reached up to me and kind of sat up, I thought, all right, well, he's not broken.
That's insane. And you know the story that could have been, if you were more like your dad, is that the last thing he saw as he looked up and started to cry is his dad running away and then never showing
up. Yeah, I wouldn't have said any words.
Christ.
He wouldn't. Well, if it's true story, I wouldn't even. He wouldn't have even seen me. He'd have looked up and seen nothing.
Where your dad should be.
Yeah.
I'm only doing this for Brett. None of this is actually personal.
I know. I'm piling on.
Love his reaction to your fatherless jokes.
You son of a fatherless whore.
A new survey asked people to name their ideal sleeping situation. That if cost and space weren't an issue.
So back or sleeping position?
Like that 72 virgins thing?
Sharing the bed, separate beds, or separate rooms.
Tried it all.
Okay, before we get the results, what do you say?
The separate beds thing was really odd.
Separate beds in the same room?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a prison cell.
What? So like I Love Lucy?
Yeah,
like
it kills all... Like not even like in a sensual way. It just kills the vibe of the room. Hmm. Like you walk in the room by yourself, I'm like, this is a creepy room.
Mm-hmm.
So separate rooms was probably pretty nice for the most part because you can fart and roll around and do whatever you want. But it is kind of weird. So what now, the you know, you get the same bed, but it has to be divided by the adjustable frame.
Like that Tempur-Pedic or whatever?
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
Well, that's working for you.
Got,
that's
good. I love that
thing. Needle,
love it because I get my legs up.
66% voted for sharing a bed with their partner.
Right.
7% picked separate beds in the same room.
Too weird.
10% picked separate beds in separate rooms.
Hmm. You can't have the same bed in separate rooms. Just separate rooms. Yeah, the separate rooms thing is – I know there's a couple people down here in our sales department that sleep in separate rooms because one of them's a snorer. Or they just can't get good sleep. It's you know, and that's the thing.
Start out in the same room,
yeah,
maybe and now it's just gotten to the point where they're just...
If your partner's not comfortable, there's nothing wrong with them getting good sleep in another room. It's not insulting to you. It's 100%. Just like, I can't sleep in here. It's hot or you snore or you're farting and it stinks. Like my mom used to always... I'd go out, you know, see my mom on the couch sometimes to sleep, and I'm like, are you all right? She goes, yeah, your dad's farting like crazy. Like he wouldn't stop. He'd gas. And I remember across the hall.
He's asleep.
All you'd hear. Yeah. All you'd hear. My dad couldn't control that thing. Across the hall in the middle of the night, like 3 in the morning, you just hear, God damn it, Dan.
I can't help it. I'm sleeping.
And his eggy, weird farts were so gross. And then you just hear the door swing open and my mom go down the hall. Of course, then I'd want to go see what was going on. Go out. You all right?
Yeah, your father will not stop farting.
And then she started to say the phrase, he blows farts on me, is because he would cuddle up to her and then just fart on her, but not on purpose. So he's disgusting. Now he's in Texas. You can still smell it every once in a while.
There was some controversy over Super Bowl 55 hosting 25,000 fans during the pandemic.
Super spreader.
And 7,500 of them were vaccinated healthcare workers. The final stats are out. It was not a super spreader event.
Good. Good job,
there was
NFL.
53 confirmed cases.
From the Super Bowl?
In the state of Florida linked to the Super Bowl.
And how many people got it from those 53? And so on. Yeah. And so on.
Well, that would be a super spreader. Right. They're saying it stopped at 53. Because the NFL pays not billions of dollars. Oh, well, if it is or if it isn't. It's time to stop worrying about what had happened and just worry about what's gonna.
53-year-old Marianne Lannon has lived with her cousin in Clearwater, Florida for the past 5 years. Earlier this week, she lost it when her cousin wouldn't stop blasting the same song over and over on a loop. It happened about 12:15 in the morning on Tuesday. The song that she freaked out over was Chic's 1978 disco hit, La Freak.
That would, how many times in a row do you have to hear that before you snap?
Well,
hey, Chic.
It was maybe, she put up with it for a while, it looks like, but then Marianne shoved her 64-year-old cousin into a makeshift tiki bar they'd set up. It collapsed. Her cousin fell through the bar, landed face first on a speaker, ended up with a black eye.
Sure.
So the cops arrested Marianne for domestic battery. And she's not allowed to have any contact with her cousin for now.
You know, it's fun.
There's
think
Marianne.
About the 64-year-old woman that was doing the Le Freak, Le Chic, was 21 when that song was popular. So that means something to her. And she looks like a 64-year-old that would dig Le Freak.
50-year-old Jason Harvey is from Romford, England. And he had a song in his heart, even if he didn't sound very good when it came out of his mouth. Jason loved to fire up his home karaoke machine and sing ABBA songs all night long. This has happened on Saturday. It was so bad, he wound up getting more than 150 noise complaints. One of his neighbors told reporters, "It's been a nightmare. I dreaded Saturday nights. So loud, and the singing was so terrible."
At first, it had to be hilarious. Like, the first 4 weeks had to be great. You'd have friends over. You're going to wait. You'll hear Dancing Queen any second now, and then the fun starts.
So, besides ABBA, the cops also received specific complaints about Jason's song list.
Yeah.
This guy heard ABBA. Someone heard Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
Yeah, listen to that.
Blue Monday by New Order.
Sounds like a good playlist.
Islands in the Stream.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm drawing the line there.
Man, it's pretty good if you hear a kind of a mental singing.
Look, Kenny?
That's good stuff. E.G.'s wrote it.
The Gambler?
Jason was in court this week. He was fined $3,800.
You know, the station.
Wow, that's heavy.
We had 150 noise complaints from people calling the station about KDKB. They wanted that shut off. In my car, I can't believe you people are doing it. Make a noise complaint about 933.
The cops got a call last week. This is in Carson City, Nevada, about a drunk driver. And when they found him, he was doing 100 miles per hour with his airbags deployed. They could tell by looking in the car.
Wow. I didn't think a car ran once they were on. So it shut the whole thing off.
No.
Really? You can drive around with your airbags deployed?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I thought it just shut everything off.
Well, they tried to pull him over. He wouldn't stop. They chased him in until he pulled into a fast food joint and crashed into a cement wall. Turns out the guy had a .404 blood alcohol level.
Whoa. Wow. That sounds like death.
5 times the legal limit. And it is near the fatal range.
Yeah, .4 right is the one they say you're about dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Boy, by the way, Steve Kime had a busy weekend.
He's been celebrating.
Sorry, Frank.
Frank, I'm just happy you made him uncomfortable for a second. I just got a text from a cop that said the actual ordinance complaint code for cops to call in for a noise is 933. We got a 933 in progress.
Nice.
So this is the one that you talked about a little bit earlier, teased. That happened
this
in Bolivia.
Crazy.
College students. It was a 7th floor balcony. The railing collapsed. 7 college students died.
And
4 were injured during this incident.
It's the weird things that make your gut drop because you can see it start to happen and you see the helplessness on the rail.
Because it's a mass of people.
And I don't know what they're doing. Don't they know about COVID? It is a pile of human beings in one spot. And you can just see bad things are about to occur.
They're just entering the lecture hall to a class.
It's so many people, though. Yeah. And it was like one door. It's so horrible. Let's take a look. Now I'm
warning,
the news.
Distressing content.
The terrible video. Let's take a look. It is so hard to watch because you can just see like all these people on the edge of the balcony have no chance to get out of there. There's nothing about this that one girl in the blue coat's the scariest one because she's like, she knows something's bad and she cannot go forward. So it starts moving like a cattle thing and then the damn railing breaks. Oh, here we go. You can see it start to wobble. They're fighting a little bit.
Yeah,
well, because everybody's panicking. And then, oh, this is so hard to watch. I don't know when it happens, but you can. Oh, there it goes.
Oh.
Seven stories. And some of them went to the floor. Oh, look at that. That girl got caught by her foot. And she's just hanging. I haven't seen that part. I turned away at that. Oh. Seven.
She survived.
Stories. Yeah, she made it. Oh, my God. Oh, there's video from a second floor, a floor lower.
Does that guy have that angle?
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, no, no, no. Ah, awful.
Wow, that girl.
And that dude grabbed her foot, hanging by her foot and got her up. Okay, stop it. I've only seen one angle. I haven't seen the one from the floors below. Just terrifying.
In the UK, a horse was rescued because it was being overbred. When they got there to rescue the horse, they thought it was a cow. Check it out. Herniated gut on the horse. Made it look like it was udders underneath there.
Whoa. Well, I still know it's a horse. You got to be an idiot to look at that and think cow. His head didn't change, so it's a fat horse. Well, I think it might be cow. No, it's got something wrong with it. You're the worst vet ever. But your horse is going through a transition that identifies as cattle.
The vet was partially blind.
He's an idiot. It's, you know, you can't just assign species to things anymore. It's the 2021. No. You have to let that horse decide what it wants to be. If it wants to identify as cow, then I'm a vet who's going to take a look at her udders. That cow, that horse's
name.
Haven't
seen many cows, have you?
Yeah.
You're not very good at this whole
livestock. Cow's got a long neck.
It's one of the ugliest cows I've ever seen. It keeps whinnying and stuff. It doesn't know what it is. I'm going to call it Caitlin. Caitlin the cow.
Got a couple of radio videos. The first one is this guy. He's an electronics enthusiast. And he gets zapped over and over again. It's about a two-minute video. It's pretty funny, but the guy keeps going back at it.
He keeps getting zapped?
Yeah. He puts together different – he does various experiments
on
electricity.
And, or do they do them on him?
We have a warning for poorly edited profanity.
I listened to it a little bit, but it was –
All right, let's see how
voltage at the output and can last much longer than a brush. This the power would be 400 times less wasted on f-ing wires. They have the CD power line.
Is
both of them are exactly
at
120 volt AC. Capacitor across the
power supply can generate 20 volts, 100 measuring the AC voltages at the input.
This has to be on purpose.
Now we have high voltages.
Obviously, there's
he electrocutes himself constantly.
The one way. There he locks up.
Measure the current, too. It's not making a good contact.
Oh, my God. Just started the house on fire. All right, that's worth watching. Is there a thing he succeeds with?
I don't think so.
There's like 600 things he's electrocuted.
Oh, well, this one's great. But then it collapses together.
I was at, were you with, no, it was my friend Rich. I was at dinner years ago at, what's that place Hammy used to run up there?
Village Tavern.
Village Tavern. And I thought it was neat because that was when the first time the decorator started to do those lights that hung on big strings.
The two wires.
And they're two wires. I'm like, that's neat. And I went to grab them, and I didn't know that the wires were live.
Don't pinch them.
And I pinched them together, and I'm standing there and going, for a second, and all the lights went out in the place. But everybody sees this moron go, reach for the lights, and I'm just kind of like, and the whole building goes, idiot, those are live. I'm like, who's the one that should put up a sign?
New guy.
You idiot. Who doesn't know that a light's wire is exposed? I'm like, they shouldn't be exposed. This is dangerous. It's a public place. I just thought they were neat. I didn't know that they were actual wires.
We have a few more radio video quickies, some failures. This is a young kid jumping across
the little. No.
Scissor!
Oh! Scissor! Oh! He's jumping across water, cement to cement, and he does not make it. One leg does. Oh, his nuts are in his armpits.
It's a dock, I guess. Oh, it does look like cement.
Oh, here we go. He's jumping it again. No! When does he realize midair that it is not going to go well? It has to be about three quarters of the way. He's got to think to himself, I'm making it, I'm making it, I'm making it. And then he doesn't.
The next one.
That's a tough one.
Is a ski. This is in Whistler. What a beautiful ski town up there in Vancouver, north of Vancouver. And the skis.
That's Lindsay Vonn doing an impression of her old boyfriend.
I think she lost her deductible on the rentals.
Yeah, that is not staying on the course, is it? She's jumped right into the. I think it was like.
Here's your mountain biking. This is for the boys.
Oh, this is the. That's the type of trail. Those
getting
guys
hurt. Yeah. It's girl.
And this would have been us.
Oh no.
She's
braver than us, bro.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have ridden on that, but that would have been us if we tried it.
Oh my god.
The only difference between that and where Josh from Action Ride Shop took us was there's a trail there.
Yeah. No kidding.
Is that what, like one of you screaming?
Yeah, that was pretty much
I'll tell you this.
We were walking the trail, too.
What she's on right there was easier than what we were doing.
Yeah, it is.
It just looks horrible.
Well, what we walked down.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, I know.
It wasn't easier the way we shop were doing it.
Yeah. Just cheese gratering of the face right there.
And it looks like she's in some sort of pile of ash. I don't know what mountain that is, but it's been on fire recently. That's terrifying. Girls getting hurt is... here's another one.
Ah!
Go help.
Double dip.
Oh, two people fall down. All right, that's enough. Good watch, people. Oh, we got another one? All right, what's this?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's
it. You all done?
Yep.
All right, well done, Brady. Nice job, kid.
Thank you.
There goes your Brady report. It's brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.